This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KDK TV's Bob Pompiani, one half of the Pomp and Joe Show. Nightly sports call heard most evenings here on The Fan, including tonight. And Sunday, he will have Steelers coverage with the Extra Point Show on, I believe, KDK Plus this week, because Channel 2 will have the Colts and Broncos game at 4:05. Bob, do I have all that right?
Giddy up, giddy up. Yes, you do.
Yeah. Joe Kopp will be tuning in, no doubt, to the Colts-Broncos game, the former Cook and Joe producer. That's okay.
All right. Horse will be interested.
In a battle of horses, Colts and Broncos. All right, Bob. Tyreek Hill, Mike Florio joined us yesterday, said the Steelers are interested. He went on Rich Eisen today and said the same thing. The Steelers are interested. Let's just start with that alone first. Why are the Steelers interested in Tyreek Hill?
Well, it's obvious speed, you know, what he's done, although he hasn't done it in like a year and a game yet, over the last how many games he's played down there. They've had all sorts of trouble, and he's part of it. But it's just the enticement of knowing that he has that ability to break the game open and would serve as a compliment, although I would caution that Calvin Austin's done a pretty good job when given opportunities for now. I don't think this is anything that's imminent. If they are serious about bringing him in, it could be a trade deadline sort of situation, seeing how things go. But quite frankly, I mean, they have to be concerned with the most recent domestic charges, even though he denies them all. It came at a time when, you know, the last thing you want to do is see that stuff. But also, it just seems to me that he's one of these guys, though. He does well when he goes to a new team, when they think they're contenders. But when he goes to a place that things struggle and break apart, then he's a big part of the breaking apart.
Bob, what do you think? I agree with that, by the way, that he's kind of situation dependent. What do you think it says about Roman Wilson specifically? I know Calvin Austin was good, but the idea that they're interested, what do you think it says about last year's third round pick?
Well, it says they haven't seen enough, and I know he didn't get targeted, but that's a statement to itself there. I think the fact that he, in that game, when they were going to pass the ball, and they passed the ball more than they ran the ball, which means they had opportunities for a lot of people, although it's only one game, Chris, so what I'll say on that is that Darnell Washington wasn't featured in that department either, and I still think they have a plan for him, I hope in the red zone, but it means that he hasn't shown enough to get an opportunity to jump ahead of Calvin Austin for now. And given all their potential options at receiver, and that includes the tight ends, that he's just not going to get that opportunity. If they get into a game, I think, this week where they have more time of possession and are in front, that may change.
Bob, Terrell Austin talked today, and he said of the game against the Jets, quote, every now and then you have a stinker like that. Do you agree with Austin that we should give the defense some grace because maybe like you on the first tee, everybody's allowed a mulligan, a shank drive?
Like me? Well, if anything, I'm going to Well, I may shank it, but I also may.
I've heard that that's a policy at Chartiers, Bob. I've heard that Chartiers has an occasional informal but somewhat formal breakfast ball policy on the first tee.
Oh, yeah. You got to start out in a good way. And listen, if you didn't have a chance to go to the range, you know how this goes. Somebody may not, so you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, in this case, this has been it's more of a trend than it is a one-game, you know, aberration here. They have not shut the run down well at all. Dating back to last year, and this just cannot happen given how they're going to play. So, yeah, I mean, you may call it a mulligan if you want. I call it a trend, and I think, honestly, they have to stop it. And they got a good test this week because they got two guys that are going to come in here and run the football. That's what they do. We'll see, you know, where that takes them with Kenny Walker.
And who are those two guys?
Kenny Walker and Charbonnet.
What was that last name again?
Charbonnet, whatever.
No, you're right. I feel like you like saying his name. That's why I did that. But that's.
It's like a Ron Burgundy thing. Charbonnet.
Yeah, I thought Bob was going to put.
Robert Goulet.
I thought Bob was going to put a little more zest into that one.
Well, I didn't know why you were asking, but I have favorite names in sports that I like to accentuate. He's not one of them yet. But if he becomes a better player, he probably will.
What is your
favorite
name?
How about Anthony Beauvillier?
Anthony Beauvillier, and it's just, again, it has one of those flows to it. Anthony Beauvillier. I mean, he's one of those guys who should be able to do well, and, you know, he's got that name that I think he's single, I don't know if he is or isn't, looking on a date, hi, I'm Anthony Beauvillier. That works.
For some reason, Bob, I just am compelled to read this YouTube comment to you just in light of what you were just saying. It just said, Pomp has definitely asked for Grey Poupon at some point, like in the commercials. Just with you talking all flowing like this, excuse me, sir, Mr. Beauvillier, do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yes, and I think he would probably appreciate the Grey Poupon.
Hey, I wanted to get your take on this. The one thing we know about this Seattle defense is that defensive line can wreck games, their front seven, but especially the line. What is the Bob Pompiani concern level about Broderick Jones one weekend?
Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it has to be on high alert just because of what happened last week. And I realize he went up against some pretty good players, but they got just as good players on. In fact, I think Seattle's defense all totaled is better than the Jets' defense. So I think they made life tough on San Francisco last week until the very end. So I would be a big concern. And I wonder if they're going to help him out in any way over on that side, just because it appears he does need help for now. So they need to protect Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we've talked about that all summer long and into this camp and now. And if they don't, those hits that he took, that especially like that high low one last, I mean, that could be devastating. So they can't afford to have that happen. So to me, it's you know, high alert kind of status with him.
Bob, what is more likely this weekend? Pitt gets upset by West Virginia or the Steelers get beat by the Seahawks?
What is more likely? I would say the Seahawks.
Really?
Or a better bet. Like, yeah, I just don't think – I've been very – unimpressed with West Virginia, and I watched a little bit of their game against Ohio, and Pitt looks good so far. I would be shocked if West Virginia won that game, just by what I've seen in the first few weeks here. I think Seattle, like any NFL team, if they put together a good game, and they can, and we've seen the Steelers trip up every now and then at home against teams you think they beat. So probably that would I would see that before I would see West Virginia somehow beating Pitt.
Do you expect a lot more Darnell Washington in this game, Bob, since he was non-existent? Yes, since you mentioned him, what you mentioned him when I brought up Roman Wilson.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, again, it's a big target, and it seems like he doesn't have to have a whole bunch of targets. He just needs ones that are meaningful in bigger situations. And again, I keep citing the red zone because I want big guys. Metcalf's big, Freiermuth's big, he's big. You know, they have people who can get position on, and Rodgers is good enough to put it wherever he has to, so only they have a legitimate chance of catching the ball. So I hope so. I think he's a big target, and I'd like to see them use him. Not a whole bunch, but enough.
What is the final score of Steelers-Seahawks, and who is the Steelers' MVP in the game?
23-17 Steelers will win this one. It'll be close, I think, most of the game, but they'll win it late. And I think I'm going to go, and offensively, I'm going to think the player who's going to have a good game this week is Jaylen Warren. I got to believe that they're going to run the ball, make a commitment to it more so, and I think they're going to have some play designs that will get him going. And so I think he's going to have a big game.
There you go. Bob Pompiani. Check him out also on Pitt pregame for the Backyard Brawl beginning at 12:30 here on the Fan Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, sir, Jets. You guys have a good day. It's beautiful. Enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.